I am calling my friends and getting their two cents on how did we meet.
Like, I met this girl at the DMV. This could go very wrong. Like,
why are we friends?
And you gave me a hug.
And what advice do they have to people that want to make friends?
I would say so that's something I'm still learning, but I think it's just being willing to talk to people.
Hola and welcome back to Voz Memos. I'm your host, Angela George, and on this episode, I want to talk about making friends. It's the age-old question, once you graduate college, how do adults make friends? Do you just go up to somebody and ask, hey, do you want to be friends? Do you stalk people on the internet, on friend dating apps, and find them that way? I think it's also an issue that's magnified by the loneliness epidemic and just, I mean, I think things never went back to normal after COVID. It's a lot of things. And it's an important thing as well, where friendship is so essential to surviving and thriving in adulthood. So on this episode, I want to talk all about it. How did I make my circle of friends as a Minneapolis transplant? I knew nobody in Minneapolis, and just a few weeks ago, I had a lovely birthday with some of my closest and dearest friends. So if you're feeling lost or lonely, or maybe you're about to graduate in May, I know that's coming up, here are my tips and tricks on how I found all my amazing friends. So let's get into it. Alrighty, so how did I make my friends as somebody who literally knew nobody? I will say I had a boyfriend. I found him pretty quickly before moving to Minneapolis. But I don't consider any of his friends in this list that I'm thinking of. You know, like, that's kind of a dangerous spot to be in if all of your friends come from your significant partner's pool of friends. And nothing against them. They're lovely people. I just knew I needed to have my own base of friends that I found because we had a common interest or a common perspective, something that made my friend group unique to me. And so I want to talk about the first couple people I met in Minneapolis. My one friend, Courtney, I met her at the DMV, and her name in my phone is still Courtney DMV. And the lesson I learned from meeting and befriending Courtney is that boredom is your best friend. We met at the DMV, as her contact name implies. And really, like, we were just stuck in line together for probably an hour and a half. We did not get to finish the task we wanted to at the DMV. We both were turned away before they even read our ticket numbers. But luckily, I had her standing right next to me and we started chatting. I think she just saw me as approachable. I think one big key thing if you're out and about on the hunt for a friend is, you know, like, dress up a little bit. Like, wear a fun dress. Wear a shirt with your favorite band. This is going to come up later. Overall, like, make yourself approachable, make yourself friendly looking. And if I had to go back in time and make it so it was like 100% guarantee Courtney would talk to me at the DMV, I would put down the damn phone, because I was trying my best in that DMV that day to not make eye contact with anybody, mind my own business, be as small as possible, because it was a cramped up DMV. There were a lot of people waiting. And so I was just kind of like hugging the wall on my phone, trying to avoid eye contact with everybody. And I'm so grateful that Courtney that day just like kind of ignored all of that, even looked over my shoulder a little bit and was like, this girl's scrolling on art Instagram. Like, she seems cool. And imagine if I had a book that day that could have helped spark that initial conversation. I think that would have been a lot more approachable. Or like, anything that's popular in these analog bags, I think, kind of can help start a conversation. So lesson learned from Courtney, boredom is your best friend. We were stuck in the most boring place on earth. for a long time. And sometimes that's just how you find a friend, is in those boring times. And so I'll continue in a similar vein, how I met my friend Zach. So what happened, from my recollection, is the apartment alarm kept going off, and it was a little bit of a chillier night, so I was wearing some of my Taylor Swift merch. And if you remember from the Courtney story, I think being approachable and wearing your heart on your sleeve literally is kind of what saved me in this situation and found me a new friend, because immediately Zach clocked that. He was like, "You like Taylor Swift. I like Taylor Swift. Let's exchange contact information." And I invited him up just like a few days later for some tea and sandwiches. I don't know. I really wanted to impress him because I was like, I need this guy to be my friend. I need friends in Minneapolis. And it was so amazing that it worked out, because for a while there, like, he was my downstairs neighbor, I was the upstairs neighbor. It felt like we were straight out of like some kind of 90s sitcom where I could just have a friend hang out like anytime. And honestly, we should have hung out even more when we lived that close. I'm missing that terribly. But we're on to bigger and better apartments, if you will, and we're still very close. He's a big fan of the pod, so hi, Zach. Hi, Jaden, if you're watching. And yeah, I'm just so grateful for his friendship. I feel like, yeah, like, we bonded initially on that Taylor Swift thing, but eventually, like, we found out that we're both creatives, and just so many different commonalities that really strengthened the friendship. So I will say, like, it's very lucky that, like, I met Courtney and we had things that we shared and things that we enjoyed. And then I met Zach and there were things that we shared and enjoyed together. So it's not going to work out every time. But generally, I would say, like, if they're good and interesting people, there's going to be something, right, that you can continue to strengthen your bond over. And so that brings me to the last anecdote or friend example I want to talk about, which is my good friend Victoria. We were coworkers that survived the coworker situation, right? And that is kind of a tricky path to navigate. I think you can find really cool people at work, especially if you work somewhere that has more than like 5 employees. But it's hard to like gauge when it transforms to beyond a coworker relationship. And I am in full support of people just like clocking in, clocking out, and they're not there to make friends. That's totally fine. But you can definitely suss out or figure out when somebody is open to building a relationship beyond the workplace. And I'm so glad that me and Victoria ended up like deepening that relationship and building up a friendship, because now she lives up here in Minneapolis, and she's introduced me to another friend that she met at work. And now we all get to like go out and get margaritas on the patio and like have happy hours together. And like, it feels like a real adult friendship. And I'm so grateful that I can like go out and like hang out with these people and just have an impromptu evening. Like, we watched the finale of The Pit just randomly because we're like, oh, we're all free and we all live close to each other, so let's do it. And I think it's just so important to like get out of the group chat, get out of the Slack messages, and like go hang out in person together. I think like Instagram can really like stifle a group chat, because I mean, people just don't have group chats as much anymore. And with all these friends, I mean, I'm really not on Instagram that much anymore. So like, we have good group chats and we like make plans, and the plans exit the group chat, you know, like they become real. And so I'm just so appreciative of all my friends. I love them so much. Yeah, similarly, I met some friends at my current place of work, and we've gone out for cocktails a few times. One of them came to my birthday. So like, those friends, it did take a long time to figure out like, okay, these girls do want to like hang out outside of work. And my advice to you, if you're struggling to make friends or find friends, it does take a long time. Like, me now never would have thought I could have had, like, a big birthday like that with all these people. When I first moved to Minneapolis, I had, like, zero friends. So, and now I'm realizing, like, I moved to Minneapolis, like, almost 3 years ago. So it's just, it takes a long time. And I'll give you a few things you can do to, like, hopefully accelerate it, because I'm definitely, like, I can be very extroverted when I'm comfortable, but, like, starting these friendships was very uncomfortable for me. And I would encourage you, if you're, like, at that beginning where you're, like, you have somebody that you think you could be friends with, just push through that awkwardness and uncomfortableness. Like, when me and Courtney first hung out, it was so awkward. It felt like a first date. We went to, like, an arcade bar. I think one of us, like, spilled our drink, like, in the first, like, 5 minutes. And, like, yeah, like, we just had a hard time, like, figuring out who each other was, like, since we were complete strangers. But, like, you get to know people, and then the next time becomes easier, and the next time becomes easier, and then before you know it, like, they're giving a speech at your wedding. So there is hope. I'm hoping you can sense that. Like, you can go from zero to a whole group of friends if you just work on it, if you're brave, if you get out of the house. If you put yourself in, like, public spaces, that's the other, like, common thread here, is, like, you're probably not going to make friends if you're just at home watching Netflix. So, but my tip to accelerate this whole process would be, like, join a club sport, take a class. I'm super excited. Like, I think one of my goals for, like, years now has been to take a pottery class. So I'm going to do it, like, any day now. And maybe I'll make a new friend there. So there's lots of people out there that want to be your friend. You just need to meet them. Okay, so for this next segment, I am calling my friends and getting their 2 cents on how did we meet, why are we friends, and what advice do they have to people that want to make friends. So a little bit about that. First up, we have Victoria. So first question, how did we become friends?
Oh my gosh, I was actually just thinking about this recently. I can't quite remember the first time we became friends, but I think it was because we've had a meeting through the Piper Center in marketing.
Yes.
And me being like, don't create an Instagram account. And I remember you were like, maybe we could get lunch or something. And you gave me a hug, and I thought it was the sweetest thing. And I was like, I think we're going to be friends.
Oh my gosh, I don't even remember the hug, but... That sounds like me.
Yeah, like you're a hugger. And I think I was just so taken aback because we had just met. And I was like, I love this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good times. And now we're getting margaritas tomorrow.
And hell yeah.
That it's been two years, probably.
Has it already? It feels longer than 2 years, to be honest.
Maybe three years? 4 years?
Years sounds good. I like three.
Three's a long time.
Three's a very long time.
Okay, and then the only other question is, what would be your advice to somebody that's trying to make friends as an adult?
Oh, it's hard. It's very, very hard. Always be willing to talk to people, to hear them out, I think is an important one, of course. And putting yourself out there, because, of course, we met for, I'm sure it's like work meeting, and then it was something more when you were like, let's go get lunch. And I was like... Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? I think, honestly, my job, because before I started in marketing, I was just on that swim team coaching, and I wasn't meeting anybody. And I think a job can really open up opportunities to meet friends, because once I started working in marketing, I met Hannah from athletics, and then that opened up my little, like, connection with the Northfield friends, and then it kind of spiraled into more and more. Which I'm super grateful for, because I think after the pandemic and after college, I was kind of struggling. But yeah, I guess that's kind of be open to work friends, I guess.
Yeah. Work friends is a real thing.
It is. And it can open up to opportunities you never even saw coming. Oh. And then I got to introduce you and Maggie, which was cool.
Yeah, friend of a friend.
Yeah, that's don't be afraid to introduce friends. I love doing that. I love introducing people to people I already know and seeing if it's a good match. And it was. Look at the three of us. Yes. Super fun.
I know. I love our group chat. I was talking about that on the pod. And cute. I just feel like you have to just make it happen. Like, talk to people, make plans, initiate things, and follow up. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
I mean,
sharing.
The pit party was super spontaneous, too, right? Yes. I mean.
And you don't get to that level until you're, like, just comfortable making plans with people.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think those are my two cents about it.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad she picked up. And I am really excited to hear what Courtney and Zach say because, you just meet people in different ways. Victoria brought up Maggie, like a friend of a friend. I think exactly what she said, it's so important to introduce people. Like maybe you know somebody at work that seems like a little bit of a loner, but like they would completely jive with this other person you know. Like, don't be afraid to connect people. Be that connector. That is a huge skill. So, and it will come back around, right? Like, if you connect people, people will know that you're open to connecting. And, like, it just becomes a huge snowball effect of people getting networked together and basically community building. So, I'm calling my tiny group of friends a community. Because, hey, like, I'm throwing events for them. Like, we're talking, we're chatting. So that is what a community is. So next up, we have Courtney. Okay. You are live on the pod. So the first question is, how did we become friends?
That's a very good question. We met at the DMV because I was standing behind you and I was looking at your phone. Kind of, not in a weird way. And then I was talking to you. And then did we both end up going to a different DMV?
Yes. It was a complete fail that day.
It was a complete fail.
Except that we met each other.
Ridiculously long. Yes. We met each other. It was very spur of the moment. It was very, very fun.
Yeah. And then we went to Up Down, right? As our first, like, friend date.
Yes, I think so. And I was like, I remember at the time thinking, like, I met this girl at the DMV. This could go very wrong. Like, I could have misjudged this person. But then it was awesome. And then I had no worries.
Yeah, we met in a public place. Nothing bad was going to happen.
Yeah, but, like, the DMV is not usually where you pick up friends.
And your name is still DMV in my phone.
Really?
Yeah, Courtney DMV.
Oh, I changed mine to just Angela.
Well, I always want to remember. Like, you were very brave that day is what I would say. Because I was trying to, like, not talk to anybody. But then we ended up talking.
And then I forced you. Yeah. I don't know why I was feeling that way. I just had I was very excited. I had a lot of energy. And I was like, And I remember your phone was in Spanish, and I think, like, at the time, mine was 2, maybe? Because it was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay.
¿Hablas español? Yeah.
Just a little, not really.
So I'm really glad that you talked to me at the DMV all those years ago now. So then my last question is, what is your advice to people that are trying to make friends as adults?
Oh, I guess, like, just don't be shy. I mean, and I don't mean, like, you can be a shy person, but I mean, you gotta have moments of, like, you know, ask a stranger a question, or if you go to a place and you see the same person there all the time, like a coffee shop or, I don't know, a bookstore or something, like, hey, you know, something, I don't know what you would say, but you got to have moments of bravery to approach people. Or just, like, if you see someone that you're like, I have that same backpack, or I have those same pairs of shoes or whatever, like, that's your in, that's all you need, that's probably enough. And then you can start a conversation, and if you're feeling it, you can, you know, go from there. And if you're not, you can stop. So I don't know, just don't be afraid to talk to people. Cause I think more and more younger people, I mean, still adults, right? We're adults, but we're young adults. Don't talk to each other in person very much because it's kind of becoming like more awkward. So you just have to, like, if you are finding someone really interesting, you know, and you're like, I think this person is really cool, you just got to take the risk and be like, hey, can I get your phone number? I want to hang out with you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Bravery, a little bit of curiosity, and then the follow up, just actually being like, let's connect, let's exchange phone numbers, let's meet up again.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can always decide from there, like, yeah, I had a really fun time, I want to hang out with them again, or you know what, that was not the best, I'll just try again with someone else. Yeah. You know, like, it might take a couple tries, and that's okay. And still going out with someone once, you know, to a coffee shop or something is still kind of fun and exciting. So
absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For those of you watching, losing the light here, but as per usual. But yeah, just got off the phone with Courtney. I think I always love chatting with her, and you can just tell from the energy of the phone call, like, she is just a curious person, like, has that curiosity gene, and I love her so much. I'm so glad that she was being a little bit of a snoop looking over my shoulder, but that's how you make friends. You just got to step a little bit outside of your comfort zone, find that little nugget that can get you connected with somebody, and then do that follow-up. So next up, let's talk to Zach. Okay, the first question is, how did we become friends?
Angela and I met in Minneapolis. We both happened to live at the same apartment, which we didn't realize at the time. But it was this cute boutique apartment. We both loved it. We both lived in a studio. And one random night, the fire alarms went off, and everyone was evacuated out of the building. And I walked outside, and I saw this girl with a Taylor Swift shirt on. And I was like, hey, I'm a Swiftie. So I decided to talk to her, and I didn't have a lot of friends at the time. So I was like, why not? We're in a fire drill. What else am I going to do? And we just chatted from there and started connecting. And on our way out, we exchanged phone numbers, and the rest is history. And we also found out that she lived in an apartment that was literally right above me. So, yeah, the rest is history.
Oh, yeah, that part I kind of forgot, that we didn't even realize we were in the exact same apartments, just on different floors.
No, literally. Like, what are the odds of that? I knew there was someone loud stomping above me all the time. I never knew who to tell that. Just kidding.
No, I was a perfect neighbor.
Yes, you were.
And so, yeah, you kind of credited the Taylor Swift shirt to, like, the initial spark. But what would be your advice to other people trying to make friends? How do you do it? What's, like, your number one tip?
I would say that's something I'm still learning, but I think it's just being willing to talk to people and strangers. I think everyone in their own way is looking for more people to connect with, and everyone always wants more friends. And just being open at a random coffee shop to just say hi, or if you're on a walk, wave at somebody. I know it's hard when everyone has, like, headphones in all the time now, but just being open to talking to people. I'm an introvert, so that's hard for me sometimes, but just having that willingness to chat with people and put yourself out there. I mean, I've made a few friends since I moved to a brand new city, and they can come from all different directions. Coworkers have become my friends. People living in my building have become friends. I've met people through friends. So you just never know where you'll find one.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it is a bit of a waiting game, but eventually you find the people you're supposed to be with.
It is, and they come when you least expect it.
All right, just love talking with Zach. He's a longtime fan of the pod, so please be nice to him on his podcast debut. But yeah, like I said, I think I remembered all the details pretty well there. But yeah, I think he is just such a great example of, like, just taking that little step of bravery and making that connection. And like I said before, like, wearing your heart on your sleeve, making it so it's easy to approach you. Like, imagine if I was just wearing like a black shirt, like probably wouldn't talk to me. But since I like was putting my Swiftie energy out there, there was like that opportunity to connect. And I think Courtney talked about that a little bit too, like just finding a way to reach out with somebody and make that connection. It's so important. And Zach too, like just take those headphones out for a minute, like survey the room you're in. Like, is there somebody that looks like they'd be open for a little chat? And I think if we put that energy into the world more, like there would just be a lot more friends to go around. So be the example, be the brave person. Likely the person you're talking to is just as willing or welcoming as you are and wants to make a friend as well. So I'm so grateful. I have so many good friends that will let me spontaneously interview them for the podcast. And I hope you learned something today. I learned something too. Like, I could be a little braver. It's like that step of bravery, like it feels scary in the moment, but it's so worth it. As you can see from all these lovely friends that joined the pod for today. Thank you for watching. If you liked this episode, be sure to subscribe or check out the podcast on my blog, angelageorge.com/post-memos. I try to post bi-weekly, but don't hold me to it. And I will see you in the next one. Bye.